You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Hello and welcome from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL annual meeting this week. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. A reasonably eventful week. Of course, the countdown of the draft will be on. We are under 4 weeks until the draft, but a lot of other matters were discussed at the NFL annual meetings, and Vance Joseph talked, and that's where we're going to start. First question from Leo Grant. What did Vance Joseph mean when he said that different formations would help stop the run and prevent slow starts? Well, what he was talking about was the fact the Broncos really leaned heavily on their base formations and base packages, not just in terms of, you know, the base 3-4, but also the base, you know, nickel-dime hybrid that they would use with a safety coming up into the box alongside Brandon Marshall. Basically, what happened was because the Broncos leaned on those formations, he thought they struggled against the run. Another part of struggling against the run, he said, was also the fact that the Broncos were playing from behind quite a bit, not playing with leads, so teams ran the ball more often and more effectively. But certainly he thinks that a way to avoid the kind of gashes that the Broncos absorbed in run defense and also the slow starts that they had is to change the formations, change the looks. Don't go with the base so much right away. Throw something in there early every week that maybe isn't on film, because as Vance Joseph said, teams have been studying the film, they've been preparing, so if you throw out there what's been the same as it was before, then they're going to know what to do, and thus that's what he attributed a lot of the Broncos' slow starts, particularly on defense, to. So he wants to change things up. Throw some curveballs early, he said, in those 15 defensive snaps. If you can do that, can set a different tone, get off to some better starts, and he thinks that will also help the run defense, not just early, but throughout each game. That's what Vance Joseph was talking about. Next question from Drew Norm. What do you think about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas since they are one of our biggest rivals? Well, it won't change the Broncos-Raiders rivalry appreciably. Look, they were big-time rivals when they were in Oakland early in their history. The rivalry was maintained when the Raiders moved to Los Angeles. It continued after the Raiders moved back to Oakland. So I don't think the rivalry is going to change. What I think will change is the tenor of the crowds that the Raiders will have at home. Of course, you know, they have the black hole in Oakland, and it's certainly the home of the loudest, rowdiest Raiders fans, but I think the Broncos kind of, you know, got some juice from that. You know, Joe Ellis was talking this week about how Pat Bowlen used to love walking in front of the black hole and hearing it from those most vociferous of Raiders fans. That's something that you're not going to be able to replicate in Las Vegas, at least not right away. It's going to have to grow organically. And because Las Vegas is such a tourist destination, I think you're going to see plenty of Broncos fans going there from Colorado for games. And I think you'll see plenty of Broncos fans that live in Las Vegas and Southern California driving up for games. So I don't think the Raiders are going to have quite the home field advantage that they had in Oakland. I think there's going to be healthy Broncos crowds, maybe not to the degree of San Diego games the last few years, but certainly I think the Broncos are going to have a friendlier environment with a lot more Broncos fans than they've had over the years when they've gone to Oakland. That, I think, is going to be the biggest change. But in terms of the rivalry itself, it'll sustain. Broncos-Raiders, it's one of the league's best rivalries. Whether the Raiders are in Oakland or Las Vegas, that's going to remain the same for many years to come. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us on next week's mailbag, the first of the month of April, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.